This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Ooh, there we are, back in the groove here with the Bald Face Truth, Bald Face Live. Caught me off guard. BT and I were just talking with our headphones off, so I had no idea it was coming back. All right, Hoff, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, that's right, me
week?
Too. I forgot. I like the song. I didn't get to do
it.
Yeah,
bam, bam, bam.
Thanks
for the heads up, guys. Yeah.
Well, more lies or
there's a lot of lies. Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Okay.
All right, Bald Face Live, Bald Face Truth. Start this off with BT. Yankees will make the first major splash of this offseason.
I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I don't think that they're going to... just bald-faced lie. I think that the Giants, one of these desperate teams that have been trying to spend some money for a while, will go bonkers at the outset, and they'll land somebody. Somebody who probably won't make much of a difference at the end of the day. But I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I think the Yankees will be prudent and eventually pounce when they need to.
I'm going to say bald-faced lie, too. And I say that because I think if they were bringing back Soto, it would be the truth. But since I think the Mets are getting Soto... By the way, I would assume Soto... I know the thought process is, oh, this could drag out. No, I'm not buying that. I'm going to ignore what everybody's saying, the people who are well-connected, unlike me. I'm not, but I'm going to use some common sense here. Soto's the key piece to what every other team in the league is going to be doing. So I would think that that's got to be in place sooner than later, maybe at the winter meetings as opposed to the GM meetings early December, a deal gets done. But I don't think – I'm going to say it's a bold-faced lie. The Yankees will not make the first big splash of the offseason.
Okay, well, let's move on to the Knicks now. Sal. Knicks have a better chance to win the Emirates NBA Cup than the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's the in-season tournament thing?
Yes. Yeah. That has a name to it.
When does that start? Do you know?
Soon. I think it was December 12th, last year, right?
The 12th is the first game.
Of November?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Jeez. Do you care about that?
I couldn't care less. I did watch last year because I love basketball. I love the Knicks. But no, if they win, it doesn't do anything for me.
Right. But what I will say is... Even though that's my gut instinct and like, who cares about this stupid made-up thing?
Mm-hmm.
I do care more about it. Not like me wanting to care about it. I just naturally like, okay, this is a tournament game. You watch it a little differently. I don't know why.
Well, the courts are different. I mean, it's presented a little differently, which I don't mind trying to spruce up a rather lengthy season. But
I know. I don't like it. I hate the idea of it. I don't want to care more about it, but I do care more about it. I don't think it means anything. I do think, unfortunately, that is a bald-faced truth. The Knicks have a better chance at winning that than they do, without knowing much about it, like who they play or whatever.
Yeah.
But the winning the East is going to be very difficult with the Celtics.
It's going to be very tough. Now, what's it called again? The cup?
The Emirates. Emirates, yeah.
I can promise you one thing. If the Knicks get to, say, the championship and lose in the cup final, their fans will not be calling for a parade.
The Mets fan. Oh, yeah, okay.
Was trying to get together. Right.
Did the Yankeeography start today on we won a game in the World Series?
Yeah.
And when is that airing?
Hey, listen, dude.
Final one. Speaking of
the blooper reel is out.
Speaking of more parades, Mike Williams got traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers, as we know. BT, Mike Williams will face a former team this upcoming playoff season.
I'd probably say bald-faced truth because I'm pretty sure the Chargers will find a way to get there. Well, I mean, listen, I got you. I got a couple problems with this, and it's a smaller level move, but I don't really think that it is. Like, not that they got rid of him. But Lazard's not coming back for 3 weeks, maybe even four, with the chest injury. He's on the IR, right? So they're going into these last, and I know that the timing is what it is. It's not like they can say, hey, can we just see where we are in 2 weeks, and maybe if we want to make a trade, can you give us a pat? No, you've got to make a trade before the deadline, and they did. But they made a trade to a team that very well, now the Jets have to win a ton of games, but would be in their way for a playoff spot, number one. Number two, you've got to beat Arizona. You've got to beat the Colts. You've got to win these next few games when Lazard's not there. Not that I love Lazard, but he's certainly capable with Rodgers at least. So you go into this must-win stretch with two receivers. Now, granted, they're awesome in Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson, but Gibson's now your third receiver in games you have to win. So I just had to get that off my chest. Yes, I do think there's a good chance, bald-faced truth, that they do play the Chargers or the Jets.
Yeah. I'm going to say bald-faced, not the Jets. Unfortunately, I don't think the Jets are going to win this week. I know we could dissect that more.
What do you have to say that
I'm
now
I'm just telling
for?
You my gut feel. I know. We'll discuss it later. So I don't think it's going to be the Jets. I mean, look, could he face the Chargers? Who the hell knows? I don't think the Steelers. I love the coach, and I respect the way they do things. And we talked about this yesterday with Baldy. I don't look at the Steelers as a legitimate threat yet. I think Williams will help them. I think Williams would be better off in Pittsburgh. Steelers will be use him better than the Jets were using him.
I agree.
I'm with you to a certain extent. Like, you were in all the way anyway. Like, what good's a fifth-round pick going to do at this point? Wouldn't you rather have the player? I just don't think that they love the fit. Maybe in particular Aaron Rodgers didn't love the fit.
Bingo.
Of Mike Williams. I got a bad feeling about this week with the Jets. I think the run ends, unfortunately. I want them to win so bad to extend it because I do think they'll beat the Colts at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gets us to the bye week. If the Jets win this week, that gives us another 3 weeks.
Oh, that's
weeks.
Huge.
Yeah, at least. It gives us another 3 weeks of Jets potentially salvaging their season. Unfortunately, I think it ends this
week. What do you think the spread is? Have you looked yet?
Yeah, I just saw, I think it was Costello, the Post tweet about it, that it's even, right now?
I am actually checking because I'm not even 100% sure myself. Hold on. I saw -1, I thought, earlier. Now it's a pick 'em. Yeah?
Yeah.
You better pick the right one. Sounds like you picked the wrong one.
Yeah, I just...
I'm going the other way.
Yeah, I'm going with shocker.
Not much of a choice at this point. Hey, by the way, the Unkillable Pod launches tonight. We have episode 5 tonight.
There you go.
Let's
check
go
it
Jets.
Out. By the way, you have been on fire with your picks. Except for the Jets.
I know.
You've got one Achilles heel.
The heart always gets in the way.
The damn Jets game.
The heart always gets in the way.
All right, BT and Sal of the Fan, we'll come back with your calls. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.